It's sound most people of the 1990s will remember. Starting up your computer and being greeted by the sweet serenades of dial-up internet to access the World Wide Web. You wait 5 minutes to connect, only to have it all taken away because your mom needed to use the phone. When Tim Berners-Lee invented the World Wide Web 30 years ago this week, it was truly life-changing. Jackie Reed is an instructor in IT services at CNA and was blown away by the invention at the time.
Just the ability to get information at the flick of a hat. Flick of a finger. If I was installing a printer, for example, I'd need the diskette that came with the printer to actually get it to work. Now, if something happened to that diskette, you know, it was gone, I'd have to go to the manufacturer and get another one sent to me. Nowadays, it's instant. I go to the manufacturer's website and download the driver for the printer.
30 years later, the internet is an essential part of life for college students everywhere. William Jackman is a music student at CNA and says the internet is a necessity for him in his classes.
Oh yeah, of course. You got to be able to like email your assignments, right? Because you can't just, you know, me personally, I live like 50 minutes away from the school. So like being able to just instantly send off my assignments is great, you know?
Reed has seen lots of change in the past 30 years, especially in terms of speed. She also notes how rapid changes to both the internet and computers have come.
Capability in the computing power that you have in your phone right now is incredible. It beats any desktop that was ever around anywhere.
The invention of the World Wide Web was truly life-changing. It's everywhere, from your computer to your pocket to your fridge. It's something we now take for granted, but it grants us so many possibilities. For example, you wouldn't have been able to hear this without it. For Kicker, I'm Alex Kennedy.
Now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.